The greatest challenge in facing Tampa?
The greatest challenge against Tampa is the pass protection again. They do a very good job of rotating eight players in on the defensive line, and so they stay fresh, and they're ready for third down to get a good pass rush. McCoy obviously leads that rush with his athleticism and size, but they have a group of eight guys that get to the quarterback. So we have to do a good job with the timing of our passes and their routes and making sure it all ties together.
How do they exploit that athleticism and size with McCoy?
He does a good job of lining up real wide on the guard and then getting up the field. Then he'll come inside and he'll cause different – they really penetrate well is what Lovie Smith's defenses have done over the years, and he's a good three technique for them to use in that defense.
When you look back to last week, Coach, what did you think your offense did in terms of progression from the previous couple games?
We kept the football. We kept the drives alive on third down, which was key. Winning the time of possession, 38 minutes. And when you have the ball, you have more opportunity to score. And when we converted those third downs, it made the difference in the game.
Martellus Bennett's production, I know, is going to fluctuate in this offense. Any particular reason why in the last few weeks he hasn't been quite as productive? Is that just the way it is?
Yeah, last week. The best way to explain it is last week they were giving us other things that we had to take advantage of. So he didn't get an opportunity. He didn't get as many opportunities. And the week prior to that, he had an opportunity to catch a touchdown and didn't do that. So. But he'll definitely get his opportunities. And just it's an ebb and flow in football by coverage or by just the way the game goes sometimes.
Is his success or production totally predicated on what you're given? Or if you wanted to feature him, could you make more out of him, I guess? And could he be even more productive, I guess?
Yeah, our big goal is to keep balanced and try to get it to as many guys as we can so that, you have teams that double team guys or whatever or key on them with the extra defender and we want to keep balance so they don't know where we're going with it.
What do you thought of Charles Leno being that sixth lineman the last couple of games?
Charles has done a nice job at the sixth lineman, both in protection and in the running game. We're going to keep getting opportunities for him to do that.
Where do you feel like he's made the most progress since you guys have started working on him?
He's came in as a raw player with athleticism and heavy hands, and over time he's really worked his technique and understanding of the game. He's a smart player as a young guy. He figured it out, and to be able to play that tight end spot has been beneficial for him to get on the field and get the experience that he needs.
Coach, what are your thoughts on Marquise's debut and sort of the overall impact maybe it had on your offense?
I think when you get a weapon like Marquise, it makes a difference to the defense, and when they realize his quickness and his speed and his ability to make a play with the other guys, it just adds one more weapon and it makes the defense a little more uneasy. And we're happy with what he did, and we hope that he keeps contributing even more.
No sense, though, that Jay was trying to squeeze it in there a few occasions to get him going just because it was his first game back or anything like that.
The reads are the reads, and he thought that was the read and stuck it in there, thought he could get it in, and didn't.
Aaron, you talk about how you have 7-8 linemen and you're confident in starting. How challenging has it been for you? I think it's 6 straight games where you have a different combination of them.
It's definitely a challenge when you change the offensive line. But we make a big deal of not making it an excuse. It's a challenge. It's the same skill, no matter what position you're playing on the offensive line. We do the same things over and over, so we feel like it should be interchangeable. But when you're working with guys, you want to get a feel for the guy next to you. So it's been a big challenge all year, but we feel like the guys, for the most part, have handled it well, and hopefully we won't have to make a bunch of changes as it keeps going.
Jay throws to Brandon and Elshon's like outside shoulders. It allows them to use their bodies more. How has that been so advantageous? We saw a lot more of it last week.
Yeah, we did. There was a good opportunity last week with one-on-one on the edges, and so it gave Jay the opportunity to throw it up high and give those guys the vertical jump that they have and the size mismatch that they have on a lot of guys. And when you get that open space to do it, it's beneficial to us, and they both made plays last week.
Aaron, I know you've talked a lot about Matt Forte and what he's done this year, but kind of a big picture question. How has your appreciation of what he does grown since the time you came here? In other words, it just seems like he's the kind of back who, when you actually coach him, it seems like you have a greater appreciation.
When you get up close to a guy like we are, you realize his intelligence and you realize his passion for the game. You know, you see his skills on tape, but you realize those other two things because it's up close and personal with Matt Forte and on a day-to-day basis. And, I mean, everything from never wanting to come out of the game and not getting tired to his attention to detail every day and his passion for the game and what a good person he is. Those are the things you can't see on tape, and so that's what strikes me with him.
As much as you try not to look ahead, the fact you have another game coming up on Thursday, does that affect whether you give Matt a blow this week on certain series or not?
You know, if you come out there with me, you can help me try to drag him off the field. But it's very difficult to get him off the field, and we've had conversations with him about trying to lighten the load, but when you watch him play, you're waiting for him to get tired so you can take him out, and he doesn't appear tired. At one point in the game last week, he got tired and he came out and they called timeout and he went back in before the next play. So it is what it is. He's a workhorse. He's always been that way, and he gets better with time, and so we'll play him as much as we can. We do feel very good about Kadeem Carey as well, though. He did a nice job with a blitz pickup in the last game, and he's done a nice job when he's got an opportunity to run the ball. So if it does happen, we're happy with him as well.
But you had a nice drive to start the second half, didn't come away with any points. What was it about that empty set quarterback scoop that you guys liked in that situation?
Yeah, we've been practicing that for a couple weeks. It was an all-out zero blitz, no deep safety, and we've been practicing it, and quite honest, we didn't block it well enough. And Jay didn't get the opportunity that we anticipated to get in on the edge. We knew it would be only about a yard spaced from the sideline to that block, but we felt really good about it. And actually, one of the guys from the inside interior of the line chased it down. So, yeah, and so... You know, that's one thing you don't anticipate. And he had made that block a couple other times in the day on similar type plays to Forte. And we just didn't get it that time. But it was something we had planned over time. And the time came and we didn't execute it well enough to score. Yeah, I mean, people, overuse is a strong word because people have been coaching Matt Forte before we got here, and they did the same thing. He just keeps playing. He just, like I said, there's some guys that just can play an entire game, and it doesn't affect them. And if we have to give him off a little bit of practice, he has enough familiarity with the plays, and he doesn't need to get every rep in practice, but we need to keep him fresh and get him in the games, and if this short week makes any difference, we'll adjust when it happens.
They say running backs have a certain amount of touches in them and stuff like that. He seems like he's defying that. I mean, is there something about him that's unique, or might that still even affect him too at his age?
Well, I believe that the uniqueness about him is how well he takes care of himself. And how centered he is as a person, and his off the field rest, work on his body. He eats everything perfect. He just does all the right things to stay healthy, and all his stretching and all the work he does in the training room, constantly keeping his body right to play on Sundays. And it's a credit to him and his work and his makeup.
Well, Why doesn't everybody do that if it works so well for him?
It would be good if they did.
Thank you.